The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Hello and welcome to The Business and a trip through Dublin city centre at Christmas. Coming up, swords under floorboards, delivery drivers on the secrets of the streets, and remembering characters that are long gone.
It's Christmas Eve, babe. Oh, in the drunk tank.
The show will be punctuated with the sounds of the city, from buskers to street traders, maybe even the odd seagull. But first, we're here on Grafton Street amidst the twinkling lights. It's teeming with life as shoppers descend for last-minute buys. But we'll start off the show at the top of the street. And here with me is a man who I'm sure many of you will know. Fire and knife juggler, Ross O'Brien. Great to meet you, Ross.
Hello, how are you? Nice to meet you.
How did you get into juggling?
I was studying physics in UCD and dropped out at the end of first year, kind of being a bit sick of school. Went off to Edinburgh for a year, and then I came back, yeah, intending to go back and finish my degree. But that summer I spent busking in Dublin, make a bit of beer money, and figured out that I was actually making decent enough money. So I kind of, it blossomed from there.
Now, it's one thing to start juggling a few balls and then a few other implements, but when you move on to the fire, it must be incredibly dangerous, is it?
Potentially very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, but if you do know what you're doing, you can make it very safe. Fire eating, fire breathing. Fire breathing is probably the most dangerous one. I wouldn't recommend anybody does that, but...
Do you ever have any mishaps?
Of course. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I mean, you burn yourself and you... set your moustache on fire and you... I always say, like, chefs get burned and builders hit themselves in the thumb with a hammer and fire performers...
And it's lit with paraffin, which must taste pretty rotten, does it?
It tastes absolutely awful, yes. And the other thing is, if you're a full-time fire performer, it's very difficult to get the stink of paraffin off you. So you kind of just resign yourself to smelling ever so slightly of paraffin for... most of your life, you know, no matter how many showers you take, it seems to always linger.
Would you end up swallowing any?
Yeah, it's not such a huge danger if you swallow paraffin. You'll get a very upset stomach for a while. If you inhale the liquid, that can be extremely dangerous. It's a thing called chemical pneumonia, which we were warned heavily about. So you need to be extremely careful of that.
And what about the routine? Because I've seen you perform before and... a lot of humour, a lot of jokes. Do you come up with all your own material?
No. No, I'll admit that I don't. So, a lot of it's
You're
mine.
A professional joke writer.
Well, what we have is the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. You sort of go over there and you hang out with all the other street performers. Sometimes we come up with jokes together. Sometimes you might come up with jokes on your own and then you go over to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and you come out with your brand new joke that nobody knows, and after 2 weeks, suddenly everybody has incorporated it into their show, and they go back home and use the same jokes. We call them stock lines. So a lot of this stuff, when I'm setting up and people are walking past and I'm telling jokes, every performer in the world uses them. But yeah, some of it's mine and some of it's kind of not.
Is there a particular joke that always goes down well that you enjoy delivering because you know it's a crowd pleaser?
When I'm setting up at the beginning of the show and getting a crowd together, the really simple ones, you see an older lady walking past and you go, "Mum, mum, mum," and she ignores you and walks away. "Mum, where are you going?" Like those very simple things, because everyone has a mum and everyone knows what it's like to have annoyed your mum for the day and suddenly she's ignoring you. She's like, "Will you go away? I've had enough of you," kind of thing. So those nice simple jokes are the ones that everybody likes.
And there's a split-second moment where they wonder, is that actually his mother?
Yeah. Yes, always. I'm like, really, is that his mum coming past? Is that? No, it's not my mum. It's not really my mum. My mum has come to see my show. And strangely enough, when my mum comes to see my show, I still use that joke. And she's kind of said, but I'm his mum. Kind of, yeah.
And what about your family and friends and your folks? What do they make of the juggling career?
Now they think it's great. Initially, they were a bit apprehensive, I guess, because it's a silly career. My parents wanted me to go into teaching, I guess. I was never going to be a world-class theoretical physicist. I'm not that smart, so I probably would have ended up teaching, which was what my dad did. He was in Kevin Street. So they were kind of encouraging me into that. And then I sort of started bringing home real money, and they were like, "Oh, okay, well, fair enough. If you work at it, you know, you can make it a real job."
Do you love it? You must do. What do you like most about it?
The freedom is the thing I like most about it. I was a chef for a long time before this, and I hate working with other people, and I hate having a boss. And I don't hate working with other people, but do you know what I mean? I hate that. Even now, I don't take gigs anymore. I used to get hired for festivals and corporate events and that kind of thing. And I found that I just hate the idea of there being a date in the future where my life is planned and I have to go do something. Waking up in the morning, and if you're feeling a bit unwell, you don't have to go to work. It's fine. You can just leave it for another day. That's my favourite part.
Ross O'Brien, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too. Have a good Christmas.